day's already started, and Brian once again went over. No, it's before 11:30, so that's great. If you want to stick around and be part of and just kind of witness what's going on with our congregational meeting, you can do so. Arlene is both Lou and Dottie are sick with the flu today, and as per our bylaws, the vice chairman is over the presides over the congregational meeting, which is Arlene Booker. So she's going to come and open up our meeting. So again, no judgment if you head out, but.
Well, it wasn't on. I'm here to open the meeting, the congregational meeting, to vote on our bylaws. And this is, there will be no discussion on this morning. We've revised and all that several times, so it will be just a vote, yay or nay, for the bylaws. So let's open with prayer. Dear Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord, for who you are. As Brian said in the sermon, it is all about you. It is not about us. And we need to look into our hearts and anything that we have made about us, including this meeting or whatever is going on about this process. It is not about us, and we have trusted in you, Lord, to guide us through this and to give us your wisdom in these proceedings and in how we vote today. We just ask that everyone call on you and ask for your will to be done in this. Amen.
All right, so now what we're going to do is we are going to be taking written ballots for this. That kind of gives us people don't feel like if they're opposed, then they're going to be seen differently or things like that. But I just wanted to give us a reminder of what we're voting on. So Arlene, you guys want to go ahead and pass out the ballots. So while they're passing out the ballots, now we have a list of members and we have ballots. So what you're going to do is if it's just you and tell her your name, she's going to cross you off the list and give you a ballot per name. If you have a proxy for somebody else, then you have your ballot and then the person who you're a proxy for. So I know there were a few of those floating around. But I just wanted to kind of give us a reminder, a little brief history. The congregation, in July of 2017, we held a special meeting, and there was a proposal to move from our Board of Stewards to an elder and deacon model, and that proposal was passed. So we have already made the decision to move towards elders and deacons. And so this vote is actually not about whether or not we're going to have elders and deacons. This is about whether we're going to use these bylaws specifically to function as elders and deacons. We've given lots and lots of time for feedback and input on these bylaws, and we've taken many of these suggestions and have been given to us. If you made suggestions, you might be able to find your suggestions in the bylaws. We've done a lot of that work. If you think about it, July 2, 2017 to March 3rd, 2019, we've taken our time, sometimes not by choice, but just kind of that's the way things were. And we're just really grateful for the insight and wisdom that's been provided by so many people. As we think about a vote, I just wanted to affirm my belief and my trust that the congregation of Emmaus Christian Church speaks God's will over this congregation. As a member of this church, as well as the pastor, I am trusting that as the believers of this church seek God in prayer and then make their beliefs known in a vote, that God is speaking through the majority. So if things don't go the way that I necessarily would want them to, or the way God's leading me to vote, my assumption is not that I was right and everyone else was wrong, but actually, I might have missed something, right? So I think in our polarized political climate, typically when things come to votes, it is sides against one another And that is not the way the church operates. The church operates as we are collectively coming together. And I do this a lot in board meetings. A lot of times, things I suggest don't usually make it to votes because, but there's times where things that I suggest, we don't ever vote on them because it seems like the room's like, no, that's not a good idea, Brian. I'm trusting that the other people in this room have more wisdom than me. And so, okay, I'm not going to move on that. But I see that in the same way as we take a vote on this, that we are all fallible in our judgments and feelings. And so we submit to the Lord as he speaks through his people. One of the things when I preached on church membership, one of the things that I brought out was that becoming a member of a church, one of the things that we're saying is these are the people that I'm going to submit to, which is a bold proclamation and is put to the test at times of trials and of major decisions. The last thing I wanted to say, it looks like we might be wrapping this up, this ballot thing up, just as right on time. Something that's come up in a number of times here as a pastor of Emmaus is the question is this: do minor children of members of the church automatically become members when they become 18? The simple answer is no. When a child of a member of the church becomes an adult, they must go through the membership process that their parents did. And I hope that the following kind of gives an explanation. Our current bylaws say a member of the Emmaus Christian Church is a person who's made a public profession of faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and has acknowledged a call by God to be joined with ECC. They must affirm our statement of faith and commit to serve the Lord at ECC through active participation in church activities, including giving their time, talents, and treasure to the Lord as outlined in our current articles of ministry. Each member must go through the current membership process. So when we receive families into membership who have children under 18, it is the parents who go through the process, and it's the parents who sign the membership forms. So every member of the family is given the care and the nurture that all members receive, just as though they were, but not every child will make a profession of faith. So if to be a member is to make a public profession of faith, and a minor child grows up and turns 18, never makes a profession of faith, they're not automatically members because to be a member is to be a Christian. So that's kind of the simple explanation of this. So that I hope that clears up. I don't know if anybody had those questions. A couple people brought that up. Now here I want to say this. A minor child may make a profession of faith and go through the process of membership and become a member of the church. You don't have to be 18 to become a member of the church, but you do have to be 18 to vote in congregational matters. So that's kind of the little distinction there. So if I've mentioned this to a number of youth group people, if you're approaching 18, or if you're not 18 but you're like, I've made a profession of faith, I've talked to my parents about this, I want to go through the membership process, that is great. But according to our bylaws, only people who are members and have reached the age of 18 may vote in congregational matters. All right, are we about? Arlene's got the basket. Oh, I get one too. Let's see, what decision do I make here? All right, so what we're going to do now is Arlene. Did we find out who's going to do it? Okay. Paige and Stuart are now going to go and count and recount. If you want to go, you can go. We'll send out an email this afternoon. But if you want to stick around for a little bit, Jan Lee's going to come up and I think Shane too, going to come up and sing some songs for us. I asked you before the service. You looked at me like, this is the first you've heard of it. Anybody have any requests for them? So did Rebecca make it? Oh, there she is. She brought our smoking son. Yes, you. Yeah. It's like when I go to do jobs and I say, I think I'll be home by this time. She's like, I'll add 3 hours to that. All right, so anybody have any requests for them? Freebird? Okay. Oh, yeah.
Our hearts will
Well, the votes have been tallied, and the result is there are 37 votes for the articles and 5 against. So the 4s rule, and we now have a new bylaw, set of bylaws. So thank you all for participating and being here and hanging in there with us.
All right, is that?
We're going to close the meeting first.
And then you adjourn it.
Okay.
You stay up here. I did send out an email that this past week, same thing I shared last Sunday, that kind of outlines the transition process. So if you didn't see that in your email and didn't check it out, go ahead and check it out. If you have any questions on that moving forward, feel free to talk to myself or Lou and anyone on the board, really. And then we will be moving forward. This is actually a strange, like, this has really been a long process, and I know that there's work ahead to do, but I'm very grateful that the Lord has spoken to us and through you all, and it really is an honor to see him work in so many ways in this congregation. So I'm going to pray, and then Arlene will adjourn. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much once again for what you're doing here at Emmaus Christian Church. It is my prayer that this change would enable us to serve you more effectively in our community, that would enable us to be more cared for as church members, that it would really advance your gospel in this place. Lord, just changing for changing's sake is not worth it, but changing for a more biblical model and a moving towards a model that will enable us to serve more people and care for this congregation is totally worth it. So we ask that you would do that in our midst and in this congregation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn? Do I have a second? Meeting adjourned. Have a great day.